Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it.
Hey, gang. Welcome in. Yes, back's Monday. We've got another label A&R session today. The last few Mondays have been banging, haven't they? And let's get started because we've got flipping loads of demos. So let's get Carly Fox in. Hey, hey.
Hi.
Welcome back to my Twitch. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. I'm excited.
We've got tons of demos today.
That is what I like to hear.
I'm very excited. So last time you came on, you were with Material. How you been since? What you been up to? How's your start of 2023 been?
It's been really good, yeah. I started working for Nervous about 4 months ago.
Nice.
And yeah, that's been going really well. Obviously, like, an iconic house music label, so it's really nice to work with them. Yeah, aside from that, just been DJing and, you know, fingers in pies and stuff like that. I went to India and did loads of gigs there for about 6 weeks over Christmas and just got back with my gorgeous tan.
Nice.
And getting back into it in London, I guess. Enjoying the weather, that's for sure.
I've been watching your travels on your Instagram. It looked a hell load of fun.
Were you jealous?
A little, but it looked fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And so what are we looking for from a demo's point? What are Nervous signing at the moment? What are you signing for Nervous?
You know what? Nervous are, like, freaking amazing in that they're really, it's just about the music. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If a track's good, it doesn't matter if the, you know, artist doesn't have amazing socials. Or obviously, all that stuff helps. But if it's a banging track that they're into, they will sign it. The one thing that's really key is like a high production quality. It's got to sound really good. You know, if you're kind of like maybe a newish producer and you've got really good ideas, but the production quality isn't quite there yet, you know, maybe we would suggest that you work with some other producers or mix engineers to get it sounding better. But yeah, production quality is key. And also, we're really digging vocals at the moment, even if it's just a snippet here and there. But yeah, vocals are kind of featuring a lot in recent signings.
So just for the recap, if you'd like a track, we can give it the old...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or just give it the rave horn. And then we've got the rave horn and we've got the Hulk smash.
Hulk! Smash!
If we really, really like a track. And also, remember when you came and there had been a track that was submitted and it used my voice?
Okay, pass the kick test. I quite like the kick.
Thank you. We now have the whole kick test. That if we think it's got a good old thumpy enough kick, we can pass it.
Amazing.
Well, that track did some ridiculous numbers, and Darius Rossin was playing it all summer. So we released it after your amazing feedback in the show when you were here.
Funny, that's so funny. When was that? Was that about a year ago?
It was August. I think we listened to it in August. It was 2021. 2021, and then it got released in November 2021, and then last summer 2022 was when it got played all summer.
Okay. So that was a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Time flies.
Right, let's get cracking. You're in the Discord. I'm in the Discord. Let's go here. I'm going to start with blue ones, blueprints, my course members, and then we'll do yellows. So I think the first blue one is Sam Sonder, who I've seen in the chat. Hey, Sam. I'm going to play a big chunk in the middle, but you can just jump around as you please because it's not going to affect what's going on this end. So listen as you'd normally listen. Let's go.
Boy, give me
vibes.
I know, that was good. Great start. Well done, Sam Sonder.
Yeah.
And Ryan Murnane.
I liked it. I had a few little points. And if they were addressed, I would definitely play the track at the next team meeting for sure. I thought the production quality was there. It felt a little monotonous at times, and that was because I think the vocal sample I thought was really good. It was really hooky, but I think it was maybe used a little too often. And I thought the dubby kind of chords, which are there throughout the whole thing, which create the groove and, you know, all that kind of stuff was good. But again, I feel like became a bit monotonous. So I don't know if there's a way that he could, create a bit more dynamics by switching up some of the melodic elements a little bit. So maybe a little less vocal, maybe the dubby chords would drop out at some point and something else slightly melodic could come in. It just feel like it just needs, the arrangement to be changed a little, and maybe just one or two more elements just to make it a little more interesting. But otherwise, I thought overall really good vibe. What did you
think,
Graham?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I it had a good groove to it. Someone said in the chat about the vocal being used somewhere else. I thought, but I don't know if it'd be good to understand if it did.
This is a thing that is coming up a lot at Nervous with vocals used from sample packs. The amount of times we get, even if maybe we don't recognize it, it'll be in other tunes. So you've really, it's hard. Like, I don't know. For me, original vocals are always the way. But if, you know, you are using sample packs, it's good to try and get really creative with vocals and maybe chop things up a lot, because we do hear the same vocals coming through all the time. So it's just definitely something to be aware of.
Yeah, Loz agreed with the dubstabs got a bit overbearing. Yeah, that's cool. Paul O. Johnson said, cool track. If it was me, I'd add some call and response elements. That's cool. And just like we were just saying, with the vocals is where you get people to Shazam their vocals before they even use it on the track, because then it might bring up if it's been used before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. And the really good vocals in sample packs often are used because they're really good.
I'm going to scroll down to Sean of the John Jackson, because he's a black my other blue. I don't think there's any other blues. Oh no, there is a label, another blue there. We've got one more blue after that, and then we'll go back up to the top of the yellows. Go. Hey, that's cool. I enjoyed that. Groovy as.
Really nice. Really groovy. It sounds like a sample pack, the vocal. I could be wrong. I remember last time we did this, we were playing can you guess if it's a sample pack or not? And I was pretty much right every time except once. I don't feel like stylistically it's quite right for Nervous. It's a little bit too kind of new disco-y sounding.
Yeah.
We don't release a lot of that stuff. It's something that's more relevant to the label that I used to work at, Future Disco. But overall, a good tune. I enjoyed listening to it. I would, if I am right and it is a sample, I would be much, it would kind of, yeah, I don't know, I'd be much more interested in hearing that track with a similar vocal that was original. But otherwise, totally a nice, very playable tune.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was I enjoyed it. The vocal was cool. The groove was great. I definitely would play it, probably buy it. Yeah. That's cool. Good, strong. Good, strong start. Last one, course members. Yeah, there we go. Lausa with the yellow thingy.
Yes, I just clicked on Lausa's SoundCloud profile and I saw, I'm assuming it's a he. I don't know. Well, I'm just gonna
it's
say
a group.
It's a group. They did an edit of one of my favorite new wave tunes. I can see on the SoundCloud they've got A Flock of Seagulls, that song I ran, oh. which I am obsessed
oh,
with.
Oh, I like that track.
They've done an edit of it, which I will listen to also. I love that
tune.
I love 80s music.
Yeah, I like that track. I heard that edit. I heard someone do it. I heard an edit of that a long time ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, long, 15 years. Well, yeah, probably more than 15, 16, 17 years. Oh, it's a long time ago. Right, let's play this one. This is what you call a bad bitch. Looks a little something like this. There we go. People in the chat are saying that's a splice vocal, even though it sounds a little bit like Missy.
Yeah, it does sound like basically like kind of like a splice vocal of a kind of Missy ripoff. It's yeah. a cool, sassy vocal, but again, it's like you can hear when a vocal is from a sample pack 99% of the time, even if you haven't heard it in a track before, it's often quite noticeable. And it's just, look, again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just your song is going to stand out so much more if you, and it will often get things across the line if it's a fucking sick original vocal. Like, you could find someone to give that as a reference and be like, do something with that kind of delivery, that kind of sass, but, you know, that's unique. And it does go a long way. It's a cool track. It's really pumping. It's really groovy. I love the little, that little hook that they've used throughout it. Love that. I feel from after the breakdown at like 2:30, there could be something else added because that second half of the track is almost the same as the first, which happens a lot. A lot of demos I get sent, I'm like, great track, like cool vibe, but you need to take us on a journey. You need to, when, you know, in dance music, there's often always a breakdown. And then when it's dropping back in, give us something else to cling on to. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Whether that's like a piano thing or like, I don't know, something else really melodic. And that's really hard to do. I know the reason I get sent lots of tracks where I give that feedback is because it's really hard to do, to come up with something else. But it's, again, it's that kind of stuff as well that will get stuff across the line. But like the makings of a really freaking good track are there to me. But I would play this to Nervous and I feel like I would get the same feedback from them. Like, give us an original vocal in that same style and add something else. And then I feel like that could totally work.
Cool. Yeah, cool. I agree with you. Like, I like that sound as well. I thought that was
really fun. That is really cool. Really fun. I love that. I feel like the bass line is really good and really like pumping, but it's quite like it's lacking that heaviness that like a sub bass would bring. I feel like there could be more bass in the track as well.
Mm-hmm. That kind of Ruiz, quite Latin-y, so you probably get some Latin elements in to kind of add that extra bit of, you know, dimension.
Yeah, because there's Latin conga things and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, add a little something else, try an original vocal, and that is like really cool, that track. I really like it.
It's good. Right, let's go to the top. I'm going to start with anyone that's got yellow in the name. Tom. So Tom Brownlow has put this track in a couple of times. Sam, okay. Vanilla Ace, wanted this track. So are we listening to it because Sam said he wanted to sign it, or would you, should we listen to it anyway just in case you like it? Because he hasn't signed it, so... Right, let's do it then. Go. I enjoyed that track.
So, I like the track itself. It's like it's got that loopy feel to it. It's one of those like groovy loopy tracks. That's its style, which works. So the fact that there's not like it is quite loopy in this instance, I think works. It's really pumping. It's good. The only thing I'm gonna say, like obviously this is like a you know a sax house track. It sounds to me like a synth or a sample thing. And I could be wrong, but I think it is. And I want to hear a live sax on that. I listen to that track and I look at the artwork and I see, the guy with the sax. And it's the same riff over and over. And I think it should be – I think there should be a live sax on there given it.
Oh, it's a real sax.
It's the same. If it is a real sax, it's the same riff over and over. I feel like it could be much more dynamic, and maybe it'd sit a little higher in the mix. Sometimes it's kind of lost a little bit, and it could be a little higher in the mix, and just like a mad kind of solo or something in there. It just that same kind of quite a simple riff over and over, and I just feel like there could be more of the sax thing.
Okay, he cut up from Jen jamming sax. Okay, there's more sax. There is more sax. He can have more sax.
we want more.
We want more sax. Let the sax loose. Sax loose. Fuck's sake.
because that riff became a little bit annoying to me because I'm like, oh, it's the same thing. Your ear, these tracks are 5 minutes long. You've got to give us something else. Do you know what I mean? To cling on to. But otherwise, again, another very playable track. Something that's going to keep people on the dance floor.
We need more sax. So, variations. Yeah, that's it. Right. So, Low Tracks. I saw Low Tracks. He's a subscriber, but he's not submitting these things. So I think Low Tracks. Just say hi in the chat if you're still here in the chat. Go. That was super cool. Enjoyed that.
Really funky. You know what's really, I always find it's really hard to find or make music that is really uplifting and fun, but that doesn't sound cheesy. Do you know what I mean? There's that fine balance, and that's kind of nailed that. Like it still sounds cool, even though it's like really fun and feel good. It's really accessible. Like even if you're not really into to dance music as such. I think that people would enjoy listening to that, you know. Like even 100%. Your nana is going to like tap yeah. a toe on the sofa. She's going to be like, yeah, damn. So really good in that sense. I'm wondering the vocal, is it like, do we know anything about the vocal?
Yeah, he said in the chat, he said, let me just scroll back. This one samples some 70s discos off Tracklib, a website which is bridging the gap between sampling and getting rights cleared. Okay, that's quite cool.
So as in, is that website, has it got...
I'm going to look it up.
Does it give you access to vocals that have been cleared?
I think so. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, Tracklib is legit. Yeah, I'm just Googling it.
Well, that is great for a label to hear, for that already to have been sorted. It's always a good thing, so that's good. The only thing I would say, I mean, it's something I will play to Nervous anyway and see what they think. I feel like in the production sense, it feels like there's a lot of like high end stuff going. I feel like it's missing a lot of bass sounds, but that stuff is easily fixed. It's not a big deal. Mm. With the vocal, the only thing that's making me think, I'm not sure, is that it feels more like an edit. Do you know what I mean? Just it feels more like an edit of an old tune. And we don't really release, like if we release stuff that has samples in it, which we do and we clear, they still feel like, I mean, I'd have to listen to the original track. Do you know what I mean? I could be totally wrong. Maybe it's just the way that he's produced it, that it sounds like that. So I'm going to maybe look into and have a listen to the original and kind of see, how far away from the original he is. But it's a good track.
Yeah, I think it gets a rave on.
Yeah. Good chat. Oi, oi.
Right, surround sound. Let's do this. Surround the sound. How are you doing? Let's go for this. There we go. Surround sound. That was great, dude. That's for the second, third effort. That's it's definitely improving, dude. Really cool.
You know what? That track has the nuts and bolts of a really fucking amazing timeless house record. What is nailed the emotion through the chord samples that he's chosen, the vocal sample, those backing trackles, backing vocals. Like the half of the ingredients there are there to make an amazing record. Like it's just it's fun. Like I was listening at first when I was listening through, like kind of reminded me a little bit of like Girls of the Internet type stuff, because it is quite loopy, and that's kind of like the vibe of Girls of the Internet. They don't really, but they kind of get away with it because of their production sound as well. I feel like the drums are too rigid. The drums I feel like could do with more like organic, raw sounding samples, like a bit more like, I don't know, Omar's kind of feel. You know, there's that really that raw kind of groove, because there's so much emotion in this song from like I think the piano is great. The drums need maybe switch them up like with more organic, raw samples, and it's too rigid in its groove at the moment. I think it needs to be a bit looser, but I like the way that he's used the crash cymbal. Like, that's really nice, but I just think that they're the wrong sounds at the moment. And I feel like this song needs an amazing top line. That is 100% what it needs. Like, find someone who can do the What Is Love, just re-sing that, keep those amazing backing vocals, and get someone who's an amazing songwriter to write a beautiful song on top of this. And that, like, I would sign that in a heartbeat. You know, if the production was changed a little bit and there was an amazing top line, I'd be like, yes, give me that tune. Because it's you connect. Anyone who listens to this is going to connect with it. Like, it tugs at your heartstrings. It's like, wow, yeah. Collaborate with singers and songwriters, because it's like that. What Is Love? It leaves you wanting more. You're like, give me a song now. Do you know what I mean? Like, but such a nice vibe. Like, and it's rare that you come across a song that really grabs your heart like that. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Fully. He said in the chat they've got a vocalist. We just couldn't get her in the studio in time. So that's going to be the next thing. Okay, cool.
That's really good. I mean, it's going to be very dependent on what this vocalist writes. I think that whoever, you know, they pick, it's all about the songwriting more than the vocal delivery for me, for a song like this. So hopefully this person is a great writer, and then that song will go somewhere for sure.
Yeah. It's a nice classic house sound. It's so nice as well.
It's so timeless. It's a record, if you nail it, that people will play forever. I don't think the vocal needs to be too complicated. It should feel like really kind of effortless in its style. And the lyrics need to be really beautiful as well, I think.
Yeah, like you were saying before, it needs your nan to be able to tap to it on nan house.
Nan house! Oh, my God, please, can we start a movement? Please.
Yeah.
Well, I would love them to send it to me when they've got the top line. I'd love that.
Right, let's crack on. Any more yellows? Yeah, Bergwall in the house.
Slap in the bass.
Slapping the bass and drinking tequila. No more tequila.
It's a cool, funky tune. I don't think it's right for Nervous. That kind of sound we probably don't really release much of. I like that vocal. It's kind of like fun and playful. The only thing, the sounds, obviously the track is built around that, the bass, the, you know, funky bass thing, which is cool. I didn't love the little guitar sample. That was kind of like a little bit trying to be Nile Rodgers sample that's there from the start to the end, I think. And it's felt a bit monotonous and a bit like it just became a bit annoying for me, I guess. But that was the only thing that I didn't really like about it. I thought it was a good track, but just not right for Nervous. What did you think?
I enjoyed it. I thought the vocal was hilarious. Yeah, I liked the groove. I can see Disco Eli was picking it up, like I think.
Yeah, I think someone will pick it up, definitely.
I think I'd play it if I was playing when I'm playing disco sets, so yeah, Bergwall, let's have a copy.
I think that they should send it to the Disco Express I think they would enjoy listening to that.
That's cool. Okay, cool. There you go, Burgle. There's a label. Love it. MXL! Let's do this. Go. That's fun.
Very fun. It's very funky. I would say that funky kind of sound is something that we definitely release less of these days. So I'm not sure stylistically it would be right for Nervous. Also, I feel like the arrangement could do with a little bit of work. Like that stuttery effect, which is really prominent throughout the whole track, works, but it's very like overwhelming. And I feel like all the elements of the track are there and they all work, but there's too much of everything going on at the same time. I think in terms of the arrangement, there are sections where everything should be stripped back a bit. It's a really good bass line. Maybe there's a section that can just feature, you know, like a pumping bass and everything else is a bit filtered out or something like that. But there's too much going on at every single part of the track, and I think it needs to be stripped back a bit.
That's cool. Nino B1 says maybe the drums could be less, more saturated, and put a little bit more reverb on the clap and the hats. That's a great as well. DS got one, loving it. Good. Nice filter, James Stark. Cool. Vibes, Sombrano. Cool. Scott Judge, let's do him next. Oh, then we've got that more disco track. I've heard that one before. It's well good. Okay, cool. People, can you hear? Go. So the vocal is afraid from a vocal pack. Oh, okay, cool.
That was just the thing that I didn't like about the track. Just didn't like the vocal. I didn't feel like it added to it. I don't know. Yeah. I think there's some nice things. I see why he selected the vocal to play with, but I just don't know. I just didn't like the vocal on that one. Did you, Graham?
I thought it was cool. I don't know. I like the track. I think I like the drums. I like the kind of the art. So the art was not working in key. So there was something out of key as well. Okay. But that's good work though, Scott. Definitely improvements in the last one. The last one got as well, which is good. The art for some reason is spiking it. Ah, okay. Let's carry on. L'Amour Disco.
Down that I'm yours and you are
There we go. I love that record.
It's really nice. There's so many really good use of like musical elements. It sounds very musical, which is always refreshing to hear in dance music. Again, it's too disco for Nervous, but I do think that other disco-led labels would be interested in that. I feel like there was a section in the middle where I think maybe like a second verse or something like that, and a lot of everything was stripped back a bit, and it was more just the vocal and the bass line for a little bit, which I thought was nice, and I thought maybe they could play around with the arrangement a little bit and try that at the start as well, so it kind of built up a little bit. But it was nice. I'm not a massive fan of key changes, especially in dance music. There's a key change towards the end of the track. I feel like but again, it's a very personal thing. I don't know. They're just not really for me. I feel like sometimes they work in really kind of epic pop tunes, but I don't know. I don't know why I don't like them so much, but that's just a personal thing. But I thought it was really musical, good track. I thought the vocal worked well. I liked all the elements.
See, I'm the other end. I like the key change. I thought it was real cool. I thought she went for it. I was in there with it. I actually forgot it was in there because I've heard this track a couple of times and I forgot it was in there. Then it kicks in and I was like, oh yeah, there it is. Oh yeah, right. So it just shows. Right, cool. Nino BG1, he's definitely a subscriber. Let's plug him. Rapping.
I thought it was a good groove. I didn't like that the synthy thing that came in about halfway through. I didn't like the sound of it. I just felt overall it was a bit too monotonous. Good groove and everything that you could build on, but it just wasn't enough going on for me.
Yeah, I like the groove. I like the kick. I like the drums. I didn't like the kind of vocal. That wasn't me. It sort of took a long time to get places and then it kind of didn't do anything when it got there.
Yeah, I think almost just take it back to the drums and the bass and then maybe start building on it again.
I thought they were very cool and I was definitely into that groove and I think that's a great starting place for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there was a lot of groove and swing there, and I thought the rest of it just needs to keep working on it. But great to have it in. Thanks, yeah. Richie, for submitting. First time. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks, welcome Richie.
Welcome into our general monotony, general craziness. Right, let's carry on. Let's see the Kesh. There we go, Kesh. Let's do this. We'll be right back. There you go. Kesh.
So I would say that track, I can read in the SoundCloud, in his SoundCloud notes, he's said that the track was formed from a bassline riff and the R&B vocal hook, which makes sense because to me those are the two things that are working together, that sit together nicely. For me, the rest just sounds like they're just not meshing. I think the vocal hook, I know it sounds like a sample pack. It's a nice hook. I like it. The bass line is good. You know, it sounds like it's, you know, inspired by classic house records. So I would suggest going and listening to some back catalogue of someone like Nervous or Strictly Rhythm or something and just have a listen to how all the elements are coming together. There's often those records are very, it's just a few very kind of simple elements working really well together. I think the drums are very thin and weak sounding samples. So I think that new drums are needed for sure. But the bass and the R&B hook are great things to work from. So I think that that bit is done well. And I think strip it back, all the other stuff, and start again and just listen to those older records and listen to how they're built and like copy their structure. And like you can just copy things kind of, but then do it in your own way. So that's my advice.
Cool. Yeah, I agree with you. I thought someone was saying that in the chat that there was something, the vocal was out with some stuff, but then I guess
that's what I was saying. It just didn't work with the chords and all the other stuff that was going on. That wasn't meshing.
Mm. Let's be looking into next. Go. I like the vibe of that.
I like the vibe, but something, I don't know, it's the mix or the actual sounds it just sounds a bit far off in terms of like a high quality sounding production. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it needs a really good mix. It's very muddy. I really had to listen. Like it's really quite quiet and I really had to listen and I was like,
yeah, I like the vibe. I was thinking maybe like he could play around with like the filter, you know, like old school, like Daft Punk records or whatever, like from the 90s, like lots of filtering because it was that kind of loopy and, you know, vibe with that same kind of energy. So maybe that was something to do as well. But yeah, I just think in the mix sense, it's a bit far off.
Yeah, I think that's what it needs work on first. But yeah, the filter. I love a good filter. So 100%.
I do.
Yeah. More filter. We need a bigger, more filter. Right, let's carry on. Cairo FX. He's on my course and he should have a blue. Why has he not got a blue?
Is that further down or?
Yeah, further down. We're going down.
Oh yeah, I see Cairo. Cairo's got cool hair.
Yeah, he has.
Feel. Just feel. Feel. Feel.
There we go. I quite enjoyed that. Much better. The production was good.
Gold star for Cairo for using his own vocals. That's cool. Nice. That's good. But it's just there needs something else needs to happen. It's a bit too repetitive. I mean, it's I can hear what sound he's going for. He's got those kind of that Afro melodic techno kind of influence, that slightly organic house vibes, which is all really cool, but there just needs to be more melodic elements, I think.
Do we need to give him the hook? Do we need to give him, because he needs a bit more of a hook, do we need to actually give him and pass him the hook?
That hook didn't exist last time I was there.
We found a hook. So when they need a hook, we have to give them the hook. So then they can go and find it. They're clever. You have the hook.
Oh my god. It just needs, it's a good idea that needs to be expanded on a lot.
I like that. It was solid production.
But everyone else needs to take a leaf out of Cairo's book and original vocals. I bet he's not a singer. He doesn't consider himself a singer, I'm sure. But you can get creative. You can use your voice as an instrument with, like, you know, he's repitched them and, you know, using effects and stuff. You can do all sorts of things.
Right, Sprinter, let's carry on. Go. Enjoyed that. That's fun.
Well, first of all, I love me a bit of salsa. And like Nervous release a lot of Latin flavored house music. This to me, though, the mix sounds very messy. And it sounds like, it just sounds like more like an edit of a salsa record. So for those reasons, it wouldn't be something for Nervous. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like, he's got the rolling tech house, you know, beats thing going on, which is cool. But it's just like it sounds like he's just chopped a section of a salsa record and just thrown it on top kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, it just doesn't, I don't know. I feel like maybe he could, I don't know. It's just kind of strip it back, maybe take out the sample and just build an original track from that, the beats thing he's got going on maybe.
Yeah, the beats are cool. Someone says the nice level seems to jump around though, not best mastering, loads of potential. Yeah, I thought the same. Like, it's a great start to a record.
Even he could take out the salsa sample and copy what the horns are doing, because that's the main riff from that. He could just kind of copy that and then, yeah, I don't know. There's a bit of a disconnect there.
Right, carry on. We're going down still. Jam Stark, who's got a pink name. What the money with? That was good. I enjoyed that.
Really good bass line. Something else needs to happen. It's missing an element because the second half is this the same as the first half.
Someone's saying some stabby or piano hits here or there to give it a bit more hooky element to complement those vocals. Yeah. I thought the vocal was really cool. The bass line was cool, you're right.
Yeah. Just give us a little something else.
Do you think people are making tracks that are kind of ready for radio edits but then just adding a bit on to make them longer? Is this the problem?
Because even if it was a radio edit, it's still people are just forgetting that in the second half of the song, you need to introduce us to something new, something that's more than just a bit added bit of percussion. Because the added percussion, it lifts the groove and whatever, you add a hi-hat, whatever. But we need something else melodic to happen. It needs to be some chords or a string or, I don't know, whatever. But something melodic needs to happen. And so many people don't do it. It's like the most common bit of feedback I give all of it. At every single label I've worked at, that is like the most common bit of feedback. It's just like, because it's hard to do. You create a loop, which is cool, but then to like really like create something, like build a song, you know, it's hard. And so people are just feel like they can get away with it because it's a dance record and like, you know, not, you know, it's not like pop music where loads of stuff is going on, but we still need a little something.
Right, we're going down. The guy with the yellow jumper, Dia. Tum tum tummy.
What? Tum tum tummy.
Wasn't that what the vocal was? Dum tum tummy. Dum tummy.
I'm not sure they were the exact lyrics, but
my tum tum tummy is a leaking soup in it.
I'm gonna kind of say the same thing as the last track. The second half was exactly the same as the first half. Gotta just give us a little something else. It's like I'm always sent like, you know, tracks that are three quarters finished because it's you have to really push yourself creatively and it's hard to do if you're coming purely from a production background and you know you're not a musician or whatever. It's hard to write those musical parts that are needed to get it over the line. But yeah, I'll just say something else needs to happen in that second half.
I like the acid. It was very cool. And the tum tum tummy was funny.
And you're definitely sure that's what he was saying.
I don't know. It sounded like it.
Go ahead.
You can imagine trying to do the what's it done? You know, pat your tummy and rub your head dance to it. You could start a TikTok craze. Get everyone going, tum tum tummy, tum tum tummy, yummy tum tummy.
No. DR, take note of that. I was also going to say because I've been sent a few demos recently from more up and coming producers, and they're sending me like mastered tracks, and I just want to flag zero need to master a track. It's a label's job to get a track mastered. Save your time and your money. If you don't want to send us a pre-master, because obviously they're very quiet, just use a really basic mastering plugin on, you know, Logic or whatever you're using to make it louder, very quickly. Or if you have a SoundCloud Pro account, you get like 3 basic masters, I think every month or something like that. You just click master this track and it makes it louder. It's not mastering it properly, but it's just making it loud. So it's great to send, you want to send demos, because it's annoying if it's really quiet. But do not go and get your tracks mastered, and because that is a label's job. So there's no need for that. And also a label, if you get signed with a good label, they're just going to go and remaster it anyway with the people that they use. So save your money.
Cool. Right, let's carry on. Joe Faz. There we go. For Ian. Fun,
really, like really good. So obviously that 90s rave sound is super relevant at the moment. It's, for me, it's not quite there in a production sense, but the idea, just the ravey synth and that vocal, in my opinion, is enough to get signed by a label or spark a lot of interest. So it doesn't, when I've read the feedback that from Sarah Story, that is kind of, it says we'll definitely get snapped up by a label. It's just that synth with that vocal, with that rave vibe, is definitely enough to get signed. I do think that, like, for it to really reach its potential, there needs to be some work on the production a little bit more, but ideas are like totally smashed out of the park, and often that is enough. So it's really good. What do you think?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very cool. I thought, party time. I liked everything about it. I think I'll probably give it one of these. That's how much I liked it. I give it one of those.
Yeah, it's really good, and I think you should stick with. I haven't obviously heard any of his other stuff before, but I feel like he's onto something.
Agreed. It's very cool sound. If he's getting feedback from lots of places, which is great, I think.
Yeah,
it's definitely just finding the right label for that track.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play it to Nervous and see what they say. I think that it needs some work on the production, but I'll see what they say.
Cool. Yeah, another one. Yeah. Right, going down. We've done those ones. Spectre with the guy and the girl, or the girl and the guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, these guys followed me on Instagram today. I watched a few of their reels, but I didn't listen to any of their tracks. So I'm happy to see them on here.
Love that you're getting followers off it. Great.
Rise up.
There we go. I enjoyed that. Great vocal. Original
really
vocal as well.
I'm definitely going to play that to Nervous. It's really good.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else to say other than that it's really good. And I think that if they like it too, we'll definitely look and, yeah, like, I think we'd be interested in that potentially. Really good. And I love her vocal. Like, I love the sound of her voice, but also there's just the right amount of vocal in that track. It's just, it's like a perfect tune to play at the start of a set or something as well. Like, really good. Loved it.
Yeah, I'll give it the Hulk smash. Hulk smash! I reckon we can do a couple more. You up for that? Is that cool?
Yep.
Cool. So we'll go to Skeleton Keys. And then anyone we don't listen to, Carly can basically still have access to them. So she can go back through and listen to any of the ones we don't have. Are you cool to just have a flip through them as well if we don't get through them?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I will be doing that. Skeleton Keys. I've listened to some of their stuff before. I remember the name.
Go. That was lovely.
Really nice. Loved that. There's a really nice kind of richness to their production style.
Mm.
I will definitely play that to the rest of the Nervous crew.
Yeah. Really nice.
Yep.
Right. Last one is going to be Jono Haddo, Purple Square. Okay. There we go. Thanks for doing this today, Carly. Great to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
What did you think of that last one?
I thought it was good, but it just felt a bit too monotonous.
Yeah, got a bit loopy.
Yeah, I don't know. Just lost my attention a little bit because it was the same kind of thing over and over.
Yeah, it needs some variation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. We're there. 3 o'clock. Bang on. Look at that. Holy moly.
Oh, what a smooth transition.
Thank you.
So
what's going on in your world?
All those tracks. And
what have you got coming up for us?
Great question. I'm going to Manchester this weekend to be a superstar DJ.
Hooray!
Fans house party. Yeah.
I love
that. So my friend Daisy Bell and I do that party together. So we're doing a room at the Albert Hall in Manchester with La Discotheque. So there's CC Disco, artwork, and a few others playing in the main room, and we've got our little room, which is actually kind of like the toilets in High. It's because nice. It's the toilets. Keeping it classy. Nice. Yes, that'll be fun. We're playing for 8 hours, so that's a long ass set.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it'll be good. So got that coming up. What else are we doing? I'm playing a festival in Wales with Daisy Bell in the summer. We're playing nice. – I feel like we're doing a party with the Disco Express at E1 in London with Dimitri from Paris.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lots of good
– When's that? You know, sounds good.
That's on the 10th of March.
I see that your part, those parties, and they look so much fun.
They are so much fun because we've always felt like we, the two of us, we're very serious about music, but we're also just really like fun and silly people. And like when we go out, sometimes, you know, it can get a bit like heavy and like, just, you know, heads down, that kind of thing. And we're just like the opposite of that in our personalities. And so we just basically turn up to our parties and be ourselves, and everyone else kind of jumps on board. So it's really fun. Yeah.
Great. Wicked. Well, thank you so much for doing this today. I will let you go. Have a lovely afternoon, and I hope to see you very soon.
Yeah, you too. And thanks to everyone for sending their tunes.